There are those who say there is nothing more beautiful than a tree. So when someone can take a tree and turn it into something even more beautiful than it is, that is a remarkable work of art. And over at this year's Sport Rec and Trade Show, there was a remarkable piece of art that I had never seen before. I'm talking with Dylan Wolfgang, who he and his wife Candace do something with wood that is truly amazing. The people walking by here, Dylan, they look at that aqua table and they just go, wow, it's amazing. But you have a story behind how you started all this on your wedding day. Tell me about that.
So on our wedding day, at the end of the day, I took my wife's bouquet that she didn't know I saved, and she was sad after about a week or two that she didn't have it, and I pressed her bouquet, and for our first anniversary, I gave her the bouquet back along with epoxy resin, and we turned her bouquet into a board, which then turned into our business.
Do you still have the bouquet?
Yeah, it's encased in a board.
Candace, was that something romantic or what?
Oh, yes, it was very romantic, and I really appreciate it.
Were you expecting it?
I was not. It was a...
Now, there are a lot of bridal bouquets, but you have one that's going to go on into posterity that can even be passed on to the for future generations.
That's true, and I love using it. I love serving with it.
Now, do you also get involved with Dylan in making this beautiful artwork?
Oh, yeah, I'm part of the whole process. I help with all the resin work, and I also do some of the sanding and the woodwork as well.
Now, Dylan, tell me about the process, how it actually works. You take a piece of work. You're in Sterling, so a lot of this is all local Alaskan wood.
That's correct. We use a lot of Alaskan woods, and a lot of them were cut off of our property, a lot of beetle kill spruce, and we had them milled into boards. And so we'll take the board completely from rough cut lumber, and then we use the natural beauty of the wood and the shape of the wood, and we just look at it and see what it's going to become. And then some of it we use resin and put it in a mold, and then it becomes a board.
Now, do you have a brick-and-mortar store or people in Sterling, if they could come out and see this work? I'd hate to go online to see it because it wouldn't do it justice.
No, we don't have a brick-and-mortar. One of the few places that sells our stuff in town is North Country Fair.
And how long have you been in Alaska?
I've been in Alaska since 2007.
And it all started because you wanted to do something special for your wife.
That's correct.
Your bride.
That's correct.
And now it's turned into something that could actually be an industry.
Hopefully.
Do you do anything else other than this art?
Yeah, I do general contracting as my day job.
Oh, so this is also kind of a therapeutic thing for you.
Yes, this one's a little more calm and relaxed, and I just get to walk out to my shop and work on these things at my leisure.
Now, even though I dissed the websites, do you have one?
No, not yet. We do have a Facebook page, and that's where we have a lot of our products displayed.
Are you going to do any other of the shows like the Wednesday markets or anything like that this summer?
We periodically do a Wednesday market. We don't have anything planned right now.
Wolfgang Wood, if you whether at the market or the Sport Rec and Trade Show or going out in Sterling and visiting them in person, they can do that, right?
That's right.
You're going to want to see someone who makes wood even more beautiful and creative than you could imagine. Meryl Sikorski, along with Candace and Dylan Wolfgang, returning you to that wood-weary sound of KSRM.